99.9 Radio USA. That's Austin. That's Blake Shelton. 752 and 42 degrees. Jason Aldean's Night Train is coming up next. But right now, it's time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. An Arizona man who'd just gotten a ride to a police station in a patrol car decided to leave the lockup in similar style by stealing an ambulance that was idling outside. Cesar Garcia was busted for drinking from an open container of beer, and he was hauled in for a misdemeanor booking. But when he was released, he upped the ante by driving off in the ambulance, which a paramedic had parked outside the precinct. Well, he now faces felony charges of motor vehicle theft, felony flight, and aggravated DUI. Stupid. Not smart. Stupid. How about this one? A North Carolina lawyer literally made himself public enemy number one by tossing a urine sample at the police officer who just arrested him on drunk and disorderly charges. Again, this guy's a lawyer. Remember that. John Montgomery Holmes Jr.'s night started going down the toilet when a bartender cut him off for being too drunk and tried to escort him to a cab. Well, Holmes started a fight with an off-duty cop who was working security at the nightclub and was taken to a hospital where a test revealed his blood alcohol level to be dangerously high. Well, in the middle of the testing process, Holmes provided a urine sample, but he was so PO'd about the experience that he threw the cup of urine at the police officer, striking him in the chest. Well, he was released on $30,000 bail after being charged with a number of offenses. And finally for you this morning, a Florida woman has decided to get something off her chest by admitting that she's panhandling to get something put on her chest. Christina Andrews has been wandering the streets of Pensacola, Florida, with a hot pink sign emblazoned with the straightforward admission, not homeless, need boobs. She says that she's toyed with the idea of faking a more dire predicament to lure motorists into her chest stop. She came to the conclusion that honesty is really the best policy. Andrews says, I just want bigger boobs because I'm not happy with the ones that I have, so I figured this was a good way to do it. I thought people would just laugh and keep riding, but some are like, hey, here's some money. Honesty is the best policy, I guess. That is your Weird News this morning at 6:55.
Where are you focused on your